On Texas Christian University Week, we might be thinking about strength training for women in the wrong way. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joshua Carr, assistant professor in the Department of Kinesiology, examines some new research that could help develop resistance training for women.
Exercise is critical for health and wellness. To this end, there is evidence that exercise is medicine, but one size doesn't fit all when it comes to the exercise prescription, especially for men and women. New research reveals striking differences in how the genders respond to resistance training like bicep curls. In a recent study, men and women with resistance training experience performed 4 sets of bicep curls to failure using a moderate weight, 50% of their maximal strength. The surprising finding, women could do significantly more repetitions than men before their muscles gave out. Not only that, but the women were able to better maintain their muscle strength and muscle activation during the exercise compared to the men. Essentially, the women exhibited less muscle fatigue than the men despite doing more total work. This suggests that the ideal dosage of exercise medicine may need to be tailored for maximum therapeutic benefit. A one-size-fits-all approach to exercise recommendations could be leaving significant benefits on the table, particularly for women. So what does this mean for the average gym-goer? For women who resistance train, it suggests they may be able to tolerate higher exercise volumes for single-joint upper body exercises like bicep curls. For personal trainers, it highlights that prescribing the same weight and rep schemes to male and female clients may not be optimal. The evidence suggests that physiological sex differences in muscle fatigue and endurance should be considered when designing resistance training programs. Women may be able to grind longer on exercises like the bicep curls before reaching a failure point. While more research is still needed, these findings have useful implications. For women looking to build upper body strength and muscle, higher volume resistance training may be necessary to allow for optimal performance gains over time compared to a one-size-fits-all approach. Properly accounting for sex differences in fatigability can help optimize training for individual goals.
That was Joshua Carr of Texas Christian University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.